Ms. John said the event proposal must be addressed to either the Commissioner of Police or the Chief Medical Officer. She said any gathering exceeding 20 persons must receive approval from the relevant authorities.
According to the SRNO, you can address your proposal to the Commissioner of Police or the Chief Medical Officer, that's Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach, or Mr. Colin John. So you address your proposal and you send your request for amplified music to the Commissioner of Police. He's going to then ask health to give some guidance and some input there. So what I would suggest you do is that you make not just only your request for amplified music, but you include the other health aspect in it. And for that, anything that exceeds the capacity for mass gathering, which is 20 persons and the outdoor, etc., is really ideally supposed to seek a request to exceed that capacity, and it has to be fully vaccinated once you're exceeding that capacity. So in your letter, you're requesting for a fully vaccinated event, date and time, the venue, and based on your venue, we'll get 3/4 of that particular venue. You're eligible to receive 3/4 of that particular venue. Once an assessment is completed, then the committee will let you know whether or not your request has been approved, denied, etc. So it's really just a simple process. Within that process as well, you can do it both ways. One, there's an event verification form that's sent to you where you log all of your patrons, everybody who's going to be attending, from your vendors to your friends. Send it back to the Ministry of Health and we will verify and say all of these people are authorized to enter. However, these people are not authorized to enter as they did not meet specific requirements. There's another way you can do it, which is your QR code way. So all of your persons will be allowed to enter only with a QR code certificate, not their vaccination cards. That's also another way that we do it. So once you get the preliminary approval or the approval, we give you the options. You indicate which option you're going to use, and then from there we start planning.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, has said that the Chinese-made Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine has been approved by its emergency use listing after rigorous evaluation by independent experts as it sought to reassure the public about the efficacy of the vaccine. And despite the availability of more than 1 million doses of vaccines in Jamaica, more than 74% of the population remains unvaccinated against COVID-19. This is one of the lowest vaccination rates in the entire Caribbean region and leaves the population vulnerable to periodic outbreaks of COVID-19, especially as new variants like the fast-spreading Omicron emerge. Internationally, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is being urged by scientists to take further action to tackle the surging number of COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, Germany has become the latest European country to ban most travelers from Britain to try to slow the spread of the Omicron variant. German nationals and residents will still be allowed to enter from the UK. They must have a negative test and quarantine for 2 weeks, regardless of whether they have been vaccinated. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.